Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. The media industry is changing. It's been upended by the World Wide Web, which celebrated its 25th anniversary last month. Here in Baltimore, the Baltimore Sun recently purchased the Baltimore City Paper, and the parent company of the Daily Record has filed for bankruptcy. Baltimore isn't alone. Newspapers and magazines across the country have closed up shop or have been consolidated into larger media groups as more people get their news on their laptops, phones, and tablets. But with all the attention being directed to the new technology that's transformed the media landscape, there's an upstart news outlet in town that's betting on a technology that's older than the Bible.
Reading news on a computer tablet, you feel very disconnected from what you're reading.
That's Stephen Pressman. He's a former freelance reporter turned publisher in Baltimore.
And the news you read on it, it feels cheap. You know, it's so fleeting. You blink and there's a new headline. So there's no weight to it. So I asked the question that I think a lot of people are asking right now, which is, what's the better way to experience the news?
The answer, Pressman says, was simple.
So we're publishing on an actual tablet, a stone tablet. It worked for the Greeks. It worked for Moses. And frankly, it's working for us. It's instant gravitas, if you will. So whether you're reading about the Russian annexation of Crimea or Justin Bieber's latest run-in with the law or whatever it is, all of the news is literally weighty.
Pressman calls his new venture the Baltimore Tablet.
Baltimore tablet, get your Baltimore tablet here.
Tad Harper sells his news tablets, as Pressman calls them, at the corner of Charles Street and North Avenue.
I used to deliver newspapers, but I lost my job about 6 months ago, so now I've been selling news tablets for the last couple of months.
Harper says he usually sells two or three tablets a day at $42 a pop. Those are steep prices for the Baltimore news market.
It's not for everyone.
Once again, Stephen Pressman.
But I think for people in Baltimore City who really care not just about what they're reading, but how they're reading it, I think those people will do the heavy lifting required financially and physically.
One of those people is Joanne Comick. She gets her news tablets delivered each Sunday morning to her home in Federal Hill.
I think it's great. It gives the news real weight. You can touch it, feel it, or even taste it, if that's something you'd want to do.
And Comick says it's better for the environment than reading news online.
I'm actually retiling my kitchen with old editions. It's creating a mosaic of news that I can read all year round. It'll be 2014 forever in my kitchen.
This huge block right here is going to get cut down into smaller chunks that will then get cut into tablets.
Stephen Pressman stands in a granite quarry not too far from Ellicott City. He runs his hand along a slab of rough-cut granite.
As you can see, the granite here has a yellowish patina that has the feeling of kind of old newsprint, and that's exactly what we're going for. This looks beautiful.
The Baltimore tablet doesn't go to print. It goes to engraving.
Our stories are engraved on a 9x12-inch glossy granite tablets each week. They're about a half inch thick, as you can see, so they can fit inside a backpack or even in a briefcase.
This is the first time that a weekly news outlet has engraved their editions into stone. But it's not the first time publishers have strayed beyond newsprint.
Bricks have been used, banana peels. There's a French publication that prints news on cigarette paper, and then people can roll that cigarette paper into a cigarette and smoke it.
That's Terry Cleaver, a professor of media studies at Pizarra College in Santa Cruz, California.
Today's media landscape, it's extremely competitive, so, you know, people are looking for ways to stand out, get their publication out there.
Once again, Stephen Pressman.
Look, I think most news outlets care a lot about the news they're reporting, and for the most part, they do a great job of it. But what they don't think about as much is the value-added potential of news that can double as a doorstop or as the walls of a swimming pool. In the sort of 24-hour news cycle that we are all accustomed to now, news becomes as ephemeral as the wind. But with the Baltimore tablet, we give you news that lasts.
Pressman isn't saying how many subscribers he has at the moment, but it appears his idea has caught on with a lot of people. Doctors are reporting a marked increase in patients coming to them for lower back injuries, although researchers have yet to establish a link between those injuries and the Baltimore tablet.
Depending on how many ads we have, the tablet weighs between 25 to 45 pounds. We don't think the tablet is suitable for children under the age of 12 or people with bad upper body strength.
For more information on the Baltimore Tablet, come to WIPR.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Coming up, sports writer Mark Hyman with a postmortem on opening day. Stay with us on 88.1.